the morning, we're throwing it back to Big Brother, which is being celebrated on the TV all this week on E4 with best of episodes because Big Brother is 20 years old. In some ways, it feels longer. It feels like it was a big part of our life for a long, long time. And obviously, 20 years is a long time. Big Brother is no more, but it was a seminal TV show, the first of its kind, before any of us were forced into an actual lockdown. They were doing it for fun.
They were.
Putting people in the house and videoing them. And it worked out well for some. It launched their careers. And for others, it destroyed them. And we all got to voyeuristically watch on. And we had some great Irish success. We're going to be talking to one of the Irish contestants in a few moments' time. But it's a difficult one. If you were to throw a dart at a dartboard and pick a moment from the last 20 years, what would it be, Una O'Carroll? Aim one.
I was late to the party. I was a Big Brother snob. I watched the first three seasons and then I gave up. I was like, oh, I'm too highbrow for this. But then I just got obsessed with it in 2017. And in 2017, that celebrity Big Brother, you know, Kim Woodburn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remind us who she is.
She is, she's best known for hosting Clean Your House.
Yeah.
She is the most insulting woman I've ever seen on television.
So she used to go around with another lady with the marigolds on and go into your house.
And she'd clean it for you.
And she'd clean it for you. Yeah,
she's an elderly lady. I think she's like 76 or 77.
Mm.
And the stuff that comes out of her mouth is shocking.
Okay, so because she did that show, she was deemed a celebrity and she was put into the
celebrity Big Brother.
Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Did she have a problem with how clean the house was or something?
She had a problem with every single one of the contestants in there.
I'm mad. You two-faced bunch.
Kim.
Chicken liver. Oh, this is crazy.
This is Big Brother. Kim should go to the slums.
Don't.
Come on.
Kim.
Go away, you adulterer.
Absolutely.
You adulterer. Two times your wife, and she's got three kids.
Listen,
you're talking about decency. Oh, come on, darling.
I need to take you up the stairs, then.
These people. These rat packs. They put me through hell.
Wow, that's uncomfortable to listen to. It's like EastEnders or a bad family party.
Oh.
And the aunt has kicked off.
Yeah, I
Who's
know.
Who's she calling an adulterer?
She's calling Jamie O'Hara, the footballer, an adulterer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, at the end there, I know we're only hearing it, but there's pictures obviously to go with that. Has she been escorted?
She was escorted off by security. She was that argumentative. She had to be taken away and put into a room by herself to cool down.
In all the 20 years of Big Brother, I don't recall too often them having to come in and actually physically remove somebody.
Oh, that happens a good few times.
Did it?
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does. When they're threatening to leave and fights break out, yeah.
In come the Big Brother SAS. Get back in the house. All right, so that's from Celebrity Big Brother 2017. My moment, and I think this will be one for many people, it's one of the most popular, funniest, and also darkest moments from the entire series. It's from quite recent to yours, Una. It's from 2016, January 2016. So let's take you back to that particular season. Again, it's Celebrity Big Brother. In the house in January 2016, you had the likes of Daniela Westbrook, Gemma Collins. You also had Nancy Dell'Aglio, who was the ex-girlfriend of the former England manager Sven Goran Eriksson.
Remember her.
Very glamorous lady. You also had Angie Bowie, the ex-wife of David Bowie, and David Guest, who was a music producer, television personality, and once married to Liza Minnelli.
Yes.
So, in January 2016, sadly, David Bowie passed away, who was the former husband of Angie Bowie, who was in the house. And the news was broken to Angie in the Big Brother diary room. She was told, your ex-husband, sadly, has passed away. And when Angie returned to the house, she shared this news with one of the other housemates, Tiffany Pollard. But in the greatest case of mistaken identity ever, Tiffany thought that David Guest,
their housemate,
the housemate, had passed away. David Guest was in the bedroom, not to be seen. And Tiffany thought that Angie was genuinely telling her that a guy she was sharing the house with had just died.
You can't say a word.
Nothing.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't do that.
Are you serious?
Sit down.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it. They're all going to know. You got to stop.
Okay, I know you're going to stop.
I was not going to say anything, but...
Oh my gosh, okay. We got to get everybody together.
You can't, please, okay, I can't do that.
I'm not going to be able to not.
No, I can't do that, honey. I can't do that right now.
Oh my gosh, I feel sick.
Oh my God, yeah.
Sorry.
So she wants to get all the housemates together to announce that one of the housemates, David Guest, sadly, has passed away.
And it's like Angie is comforting Tiffany about the fact that her ex-husband has died.
Who this one, Tiffany, never ever knew. And she's like, this is weird. And then it gets worse for her because and Big Brother just let all this unfold. It was desperate as the news spread through the house. And until they figured out that David Guest was actually just having a kip next door in the bedroom, that he hadn't passed away, then all the housemates rounded on Angie.
What?
For spreading this fake news and for upsetting them that they thought, oh, David Guest has passed away, forgetting the fact that her ex-husband
has just died.
It was surreal, and it was the darker side of Big Brother as they let this play out. But Big Brother did have its dark side as well. And coming up in a few minutes' time on iRadio, we're going to talk to one of the former contestants who did very well on the show, but I think as a cautionary tale as well about his experience. Mm-hmm. Ray Shah is going to be joining us on iRadio next Thursday morning as we throw it back to Big Brother, 20 years old. We're going right back now, though, to 2003, and one of the many successful Irish contestants who appeared on Big Brother is this man. iRadio's Ray Shah. Good morning, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Good morning. How are you getting on?
Yeah, very well. So, Ray, in 2003, how old were you and why in the name of you-know-what did you want to be on the biggest reality show in the world?
Well, I was 25 at the time and, yeah, like, I was a super fan. So I'd watched all the previous series and it was actually Brian Dowland's one, Big Brother 2, that really made me want to do the show. And I was living in the UK at the time. And believe it or not, I used to see Brian Dowland every single day.
Okay.
He used to drive past, used to walk past my workplace. And I just didn't have the nerve to go and ask him, what could he do for his application video? And then one day I said, do you know what, I'm going to go for it. Never thinking in a million years that you'll go very far. And lo and behold, made it on the show.
Yeah.
But how did you actually go about it? And what was the selection process like then?
Oh, the selection process, it lasted for 5 months.
What?
And 5 months, and it was stressful, you know. You had the whole thing, you know, the excitement, but also the fear as well. And, it tested the nerves.
Mm. And at any point were you like, I shouldn't do this? Because, like, it was the biggest show in the world. This is before streaming services, before social media. You're, like, overnight your life is going to change.
Yeah, well, you meet a psychologist during the selection process, and obviously they want to see if you're insane or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them everything, you know. There's, you know, and I, you know, they watch your body language, and I told them everything. And after leaving that, and they also give you the talk of doom, and the talk of doom is what can go wrong.
Okay.
So in other words, you know, about the press trying to find out some details about you, they might talk about your family. And my mum and dad were going through a divorce at the time, so they focused on that. And my dad being from Kenya and India, they would focus on that as well, you know.
Mm.
So I remember leaving the hotel after meeting the psychologist, and they literally went around the corner and I got sick. Literally got sick.
Right.
Because I was thinking, you know, I was like, I don't mind them finding stuff about me, but I was putting my family through that.
Mm.
And did they prepare you? Did they support you before you went into the house?
Not really, because you only found out about two weeks before the show started is when they told me.
Mm.
And then about 3 or 4 days, literally got the call and they said, come on, we have to take it because the press has found out about one or two contestants. And back then, it was very cloak and dagger.
Mm. So you're like, so
they literally called to the house, they took you to a hotel, you had a chaperone, no TV, they took your phone off you, and literally 3 days you were locked in a hotel room.
Wow. That's kind of like torture.
Without the torture.
No TV.
Well, it's a lot of cloak and dagger.
Yeah, well, the chaperone that I had, his name was Roman, so they kind of, they match your personality, so we just got drunk for 3 days.
Of course you did, Ray. Now, let's fast forward somewhat, because it did work out well for you and your family. I know both your parents kind of enjoyed the experience of you, being honest, and the attention it brought them. You came second in the show. How did your life change then when you came out of the Big Brother house?
Oh, you know, you went in there and nobody knew who you were. And then you're walking down the road and everyone's like, oh, hey, Ray, hey, you know, and yeah, your mind was all over the place. You were kind of, you know, it was hard to take it all in. It was great, but in the same sense, it was nerve-wracking. Every time you were going out, you were kind of thinking, right, is someone going to start me, you know? And even going to, like, I remember going to the, you know, out to the pub with friends and stuff. And for the first couple of months, I didn't really enjoy going out because you literally turn around and there's people watching you. And you're kind of going, oh, God, what, you know, and you're just watching everything, you know?
Mm.
But it's, but experience-wise, best experience ever. Anyone that even thought about going for it or actually, you know, or doing it, it is really just an amazing experience.
Okay, so no regrets in that regard then?
Do it again.
Absolutely no chance, you know, but no, once is enough. Once is definitely enough. I don't think I'll ever do it again, though.
And, right, what was the highlight, I suppose, of your time in the
house? Look, we're out of time, actually, in fact. Otherwise, we'd be late for all the other bits of the show. We all know what that is. Ray, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ray.
Good to chat with you, pal. Thanks.
Bye.